Here we go.
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show! All right,
that's pretty good. That's the best one.
I am sure.
Pizza, pizza.
Bingo! Showtime!
Close, and then you come in, she starts wagging her tail and starts licking her hair. Licking her.
It's about fucking time someone...
Oh, you were making egg foo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a Little Thing Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a Lincoln bat. For the streaming, go direct to DLNTS.org. And ICChallengeLinuxLink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
Welcome to episode 1139 of Linux Link Tech Show. On the show tonight, we have Joel.
Good evening.
We had Joe.
Mostly here.
And we got Linux, baby, Linux. You know what, Joel? I had just seen your email right before the show, and I brought the video
did
up.
Did you watch that video?
I didn't get to watch all of it. I only watched a little bit of it, and I kind of got a gist of it. I want to watch the rest of it. But it what amused me was I'm like, I looked at the title of it. I don't think I can go back to Windows. And it's by, the channel is Linus Tech Tips.
Yes. Right?
And when I see the name Linus Tech Tips, I would have expected it to be like very much Linux based. And that's
it never was.
And that kind of like threw me a little bit at first. I went back.
He's done a couple about Linux.
And back when Jake was there, who's now a Jakku on YouTube, because he left Linus Tech Tips.
A bunch of people did.
Yeah, but he did quite a bit on Linux. He did some SAN stuff too.
I look forward to watching the rest of it. But I found it very, because it seemed like they were like very pleased with their experience with Linux.
He got them running the Gambit too. Like one of them's two of them are now running Cache.
I haven't seen this video yet either, but I know in the past they've kind of downed Linux pretty hard.
Yeah. One of the ones that was running Cache is going to actually do dual boot, because there's some games that will only run on the Windows version of Steam. Namely, I guess there's one called Marathon that it's only on the Windows version of Steam, and he wants to play that game and stream that game. So,
oh, is that the new version? That's the new Marathon game that came out, or
I think so.
Yeah.
Which is what is the name? It's a full. Let me make sure I got the full name of that game. Oh, Marathon. Yeah, it's Marathon. Yeah. But he wants to stream that game. Linus, I'm trying to think what's Linus on. One of them chose Pop OS. The other chose Cache. And then the one that chose Bazite went to Cache because Bazite is immutable. Definitely gaming seems. So there were certain things he couldn't do on that, you know, because based on the fact that it was immutable and you really couldn't change like OS configs and stuff like that. Because that's how immutable is. So
now don't get me wrong here. I'm gonna come off sounding like a boomer, an old guy here.
Right.
I'm like, I've been using Linux since 1998, right? And you're spewing off distros that I've like never even heard of.
I'm using Cache.
I recognize Cache because you talk about it, but I'm like, why aren't they using Manjaro? Why aren't they using Ubuntu? Why aren't, you know, and more power to whatever they want to use. I'm like, whatever. But
Pop OS.
So the thing is, I wonder, like, if you are really wanting to play games, wouldn't you kind of gravitate towards whatever kind of like Steam promotes? Like I've heard Steam was it didn't Steam originally like, wasn't it on what Steam OS? What they were going with was a Debian or Ubuntu base. Is it Arch based now?
I don't know.
Or there's a lot. There's
the
a goodly
Steam
amount
handheld of... is Arch based, right. Immutable. So right. I don't know if you can still call it Arch based, but it's immutable. So, but the original base was Arch for that. Now, what they're going to put on the desktop, I have no clue, because right. they haven't released it yet.
Right.
Because I've run Steam on Arch and I've run it on Ubuntu, and I've never had problems with it.
Yeah,
on either
certain,
one
certain
of those.
Games that just Same. Don't work. Yeah, I was going to say, there's certain games though that don't work on top of Proton.
Yeah, because of the anti-cheat, there are certain
exactly.
games that are specifically excluded from Linux. I mean, there are certain games where if you're using Linux, mm-hmm. it's considered cheating and you're banned.
Yes.
Their servers for forever.
Yes, and I would 100% agree with that. Yeah, so I mean that's the thing. So you got to be careful of that. Plus, I think the other thing, the other reason the other guy said that he was going to be a dual boot situation was because of video editing, which I will say, you know, video editors on Linux. You know, sorry. Shoot, what's his name?
John O'Bacon?
No. The guy who lived in the van. I can't remember.
Klaatu.
Klaatu. Yeah, sorry, Klaatu.
The guy yeah. who lived in a van.
Yeah. Well, he did for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, he did. When he was working in, I believe, Pittsburgh, right?
Right, something
he
like that.
He lived in a van
yeah.
down by the river.
Yep. But, you know, the video editing on Linux, I mean, at least my experience has been, now, every once in a while, I will try Linux again. And lately, I actually been getting kind of impressed here and there. Depends on what I'm doing, which isn't. I don't do as much video editing as I used to. I definitely don't for the church as much. I do occasionally take pictures still, but that's usually about it. You know, in the occasional video editing. I currently use Audition for my podcast, but only because I still have Creative Cloud because I prefer Lightroom to Darktable. Darktable has an incomprehensible for me interface. I don't like it, and not to mention the fact I don't want to be held in by the fact if Darktable doesn't support the raw file I shoot with, I don't want to be held back camera choice wise. Generally, though, most of my cameras that I do have currently do work fine in Darktable. It's just I don't prefer how Darktable works and a lot of the automations that they have in Lightroom don't exist in Darktable without learning how to do script view or something like that, which I want to edit pictures. I don't want to write script view, you know, so.
Oh, Dan.
What?
Do me a favor.
Mm.
Read Dungeon Crawler Carl.
Oh, uh-oh. You know what? That's on my list. I really want to read that.
It's awesome.
I've been eyeing that for so long. I'm finishing Lord of the Rings.
I
get that, I want to pick that up and read it, definitely.
Over the weekend, I did finish my book I was reading on my Kindle, ColorSoft. I moved on to the next book. What was the book I read? It was nonfiction. Relentless, I think it was. Let me see. My books.
Relentless.
Yeah, let's see. It's Relentless, From Good to Great to Unstoppable by Tim S. Grover. He's a guy who's coached people like Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan,
oh, okay.
and stuff like that. It was interesting, very sporty, but that's okay. I mean, you know, that's kind of what it's about. It's talking about relentlessly pursuing excellence. So, kind of goes along the same.
Oh, you should listen to the Swoley Bible.
The Swoley Bible.
Yeah, the Bro Science Way of Life by Dom Mazzetti.
Interesting.
Wait, did you read Born to Run yet?
No.
Oh, don't read that, Joel. You'll be out barefoot running after that if you do.
I did read. There was another one I read, and I'll get to that. Right now I'm reading Extreme Ownership, How U.S. Navy SEALs Lead and Win. So that's a really good book so far. I've only read like the foreword so far, but the other book I read recently was a friend of mine shared it, and I read it, and it was sort of based on running. Where is that? I read Keep Moving Forward. That's a good book. Quiet the Noise, A Trail Runner's Path to Hearing God by Rami O'Day. So it was a good book. A friend of mine I went to high school with, at the first high school I went with, she posted something about that, and I went ahead and read that. So, but the one thing I did notice, at least lately on Facebook, must have some sort of deal with publishers or something, because in my feed, I keep getting sponsor posts from books I would never read. Books you've never heard of. I'm like, no thank you. So, but now I learned I need to probably look at buying another set of shoes, even though I just bought one last week. I got another pair of Ultra Forward Experience Flow 2s, which is the ones I bought in January. I do like those shoes. My biggest complaint on them is the laces come untied a little bit more on those than they do on my Hokas. And my Hokas are still good. They're just a little bit more narrow and not as nice on like quiet, comfy, easy runs. You know, they're more of a tempo shoe, so I'll probably start wearing those once every other week. Although now I need to start getting some trail time in because I signed up for that trail race next month. So if the trails would ever not be a muddy slog, maybe that might be my blessing in that everybody will be slow because it's so muddy. Anyway. But Ultra just brought out the Torin 9. And it's the first road shoe with Vibram rubber. So that would be cool. And if they fit in and feel anything like the Torin 8s felt on my feet, then they should be fine.
How much do they run?
Those are 150, 160, somewhere around there. P35X dual density foam, Vibram rubber, foot shape toe box, zero drop. There's zero drop. So, which I can, the ones I have, the Ultras road shoes I have now are a 4mm drop. The Hokas are an 8mm drop. I'm honestly not noticing a difference between 4 and 8. I do notice it between 4 and 0. Because my trail runners are 0. So, but no, now when was it? The 30th of May, I worked the OCB Buckeye Classic, which is a natural bodybuilding competition. That's done at the Fawcett Center at Ohio State University. I worked the first form booth. The guy who was putting on the event is a sponsored trainer out in Hilliard. They sent us a whole bunch of product to sample out: protein sticks, bars, Formula One, which is our isolate, and Level One. And energy drinks, every flavor energy drink that you can currently order on our website. When the show ended, it was a whole day show, right? So we were there from 8 until about 4 or 5. And at the end of it, they said, you guys can split what we have left over. So I walked away with $200 worth of stuff, 2 cases of energy drinks, 2 containers of Ignition, 2 different containers of Formula One, which is the isolate, One container of level one. That one is ice cream cookie flavored. The formula one I got was CTC or Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and the cookies and cream flavor, which is kind of meh. I got 1, 2, 3, 4 full boxes of our protein six. Got honey chipotle, sharp cheddar, cheddar jalapeno, and jalapeno heat. And then the week after, in my email, I get a $150 gift card from First Form. So I bought more bars. So I have a, and I had already put my order in at the end of May for Formula One clear key lime pie flavored and another container of Ignition. So I got like 3 months supply of Ignition, which is our glycogen replacement that I mix with my post in my post workout. But oh, and I got a container of Megawatt too, is what, which is their caffeinated non-pump pre-workout. So like if I'm just running, that's what I take them when I do a pre-workout. So, but it was pretty cool. I didn't get to watch most of the show, but it was an interesting perspective. The guy I was working on the booth with, also like myself, used to weigh 300 plus pounds. So that's one of the things we use. He says, we know this stuff works. We live it. We both did this. You guys can do it too. So it was a good time. And I've gotten to try some stuff I haven't tried before. So go me. Now I really need to get Ninja Creamy though.
And how's that going to help you?
True.
It helps me by making ice cream. Oh. It's got loads of protein in it.
Yeah, instead of, you know, trying to drink protein shakes, which, let's be honest, are kind of meh.
Well, it depends.
You get to take in your protein in a different way.
Yes.
And it's still basically just a protein shake, just a little bit sweeter and frozen.
Yeah, it might have Greek yogurt in it.
Depends on how you make it. True. But Greek yogurt's high protein.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and it's kind of cool. I mean, the other thing too is like the protein based ice creams, because you can get protein ice cream at the store.
They're expensive.
They're expensive and generally don't keep that well. Don't taste that good.
Depends.
Yeah.
Depends on the company.
True.
Like sometimes just your low sugar ones.
Those aren't bad.
The split isn't terrible. So right.
Carb Smart ice cream's pretty decent. I get the peanut butter cup one.
Oh yeah. Just
it's delicious.
Oh yeah.
That one's my favorite. When I have a Carb Smart ice cream, that's the one I go for. So, and it's so good. Like 140 calories, I think, per scoop or per serving. So it's not awful. Not awful at all. But and that's my favorite. One I have been having is the Breyers Carb Smart. The one I've been having trouble finding is one my wife likes real well. They had a Carb Smart version of Rocky Road. And it's delicious.
It sounds good.
But I'd like to take a stab at making one like gooey butter cake flavored protein ice cream.
Yeah, it gets that difficult when you get a lot of mix-ins.
This is true.
But you can also make your own like syrups for toppings.
Yes.
Using like protein powder and maple syrup or the sugar-free maple syrup.
One thing I haven't tried yet, but I'm thinking about it, and I unfortunately don't have the macros free today. Because I am going to have popcorn later. But I thought about taking a scoop of the Cinnamon Toast Crunch protein and, well, like half a scoop and sprinkling that on my popcorn. That might be pretty tasty.
Mm. Yeah, but you got to get something to make it stick on there, so you would have to, like, use a spray butter or something.
Yeah, I've got that. I buy that all the time because I'm huge believer in the kernel seasonings, popcorn seasoning flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So much to the point I ordered a six pack of the salted caramel flavor on Amazon.
Well, a recipe that I'm planning on trying is I got one of those like nacho cheese flavored powders for popcorn. I want to take a bunch of that and then some fat-free cheese and some unflavored Greek yogurt.
Yeah.
And see if I can make a decent nacho dip.
Now, that might work. Now, I did also order on Amazon the buffalo wing flavored kernel seasonings. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I might have to try ordering the bacon cheddar one, though. That might be tasty, too. But I love those things because they're very little calories, and I sprinkle the bejesus out of my popcorn with that stuff. And I use the it's not the kernel seasoning spray, but there's another one by Winona, I think, that I use. Very little calories. In fact, I don't even log the calories in either of those because it's hardly worth logging. And popcorn's like my go-to fairly light snack. You know, like one serving is about 100 of the corn I usually get is 120 calories. So, and a huge bowl when it's popped. So, but yep. Yeah, I'll put a link to the Torrent Nines there in the Mumble Chat there, Dan, in case you're looking for another pair of shoes. See, you said that you had the Escalantes, though.
Yeah.
Which have a lower stack than this does. But you might like these, though.
$160. Break the bank.
You can probably actually let's see who else had it. REI have it, I think. Let me see. I saw REI wants 160 as well. Columbus Running, my local store, doesn't have them. But I went with another pair of the Ultras that I got in January as my daily trainer, mostly because the new versions of the same shoe are out, and the version 2 of the shoe is $98. And I really like them too. So, I mean, the only thing I'd love to figure out on them is occasionally they will come untied, especially when I'm on the treadmill pumping. For some reason, they come untied. If I've just cinched them tight before I start on the treadmill, I usually can get them through my run on the treadmill with no problem. But that's the Ultra shoes, and I got the blue ones. So, actually wearing them now because I also use these to walk too. The Hokas, you can walk in them, but they're not near as comfortable walking as these are because the Hokas don't have that high a stack. So, they're also a little bit more narrow. If I got another pair of Mach 7s, I'd probably give it up a half a size. Get an 11 versus a 10.5. Otherwise, I like them. So, but we'll see. I got to start putting my plan in for my race shoes for the marathon, half marathon, because I'm only half crazy. Yeah, and then I was talking with James Middendorf, and I think one of the things I got to figure out if I can do this, mostly because I need to figure out a way to download it, the Linux or the Windows version of it. But apparently, the Cricut software might be able to get it working on Linux, probably using Proton. So, but the problem is if I go to the download site for the Cricut Design Space, when you, in Linux, if I go there, it will think that I'm on a Mac OS and only download the Mac executable. So that sucks. And you're supposed to be able to figure out how to, you're supposed to be able to change your user agent in your browser and download the Windows version, but I have been unsuccessful trying. So
they don't make a Linux version?
No, they don't.
Of course not, right?
No. No. Because right now, actually, right now, I got a cool design I want to cut. I haven't done it yet. Just like every other product out there now, they're adding AI stuff to the Cricut Design Space. So I went into there and said, I want the word protein, which is a made-up word, B-R-O-T-E-I-A-N, you know, like protein, but with bro in front instead, you know. With a hiker and a shaker cup, and I got a really good looking image that might make a great t-shirt. Cause I kind of got last year when I was on the mission trip, a friend of mine gave me the nickname Protein because that's all I was talking about. but it came out really good. I just haven't cut it yet. I do have t-shirts to put it on though. But that's what it looks like. It came out pretty cool. That's all done with AI. But oh, and I learned something too about what was it? I was kind of trying to find a way to watch the Battlestar Galactica Reimagined series, and it's on Paramount Plus right now.
I thought you had Paramount Plus.
I do.
No, okay.
Yeah, I do. I just had the ad version. So. Oh, and we went to a tournament with my son.
Wait. So what happened?
What? Oh. On what, Paramount Plus?
Yeah, you were trying to figure out how to watch.
Oh, I just noticed that they have the entire Battlestar Galactica on Paramount Plus.
Oh, okay.
The one from 2003. So, the 2003 is the mini series, and then the full episode, the regular season or regular series came out on in 2004. So, but. No, we had.
But there's supposed to be a new one?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there was the Blood and Chrome movie, and then there was what was it? Caprica, which was it was okay.
Actually, is it a movie or is it a TV show? Blood and Chrome. What?
Blood and Chrome's a movie.
Okay.
Is it a TV movie?
Yeah, it's a TV movie, and it's of William Adama, as in the guy who was Commander Adama when he was a Viper pilot.
Wait, it says it's a web series.
Well, yeah, web series, whatever it is. I actually got it on Blu-ray. And they also did it after... They did it after...
Oh, wait, so it aired as a television film on...
Right, they did it after BSG ended, and also after the sets were torn down. So, because they did it then, much of the sets in Blood and Chrome are digital. Including the Galactica, plus the fact that, you know, in Blood and Chrome, the Galactica was, like, brand new. So, but that's a good one. I watched that a long time ago. Now it's been out for a while, but. This past weekend, though, I went to a bowling tournament in Cincinnati with my son and my wife, and my son kind of pitched a fit, and he wanted to take the CRV. And I was like, I don't think all your stuff's going to fit in it, you know, because here I'll show you what this is just Luke's stuff. All right. So I said, I think Dad's going to have to drive the Traverse. And he was just like, I don't want to ride a Traverse. I don't want to ride a Traverse. I want to drive. And I'm like, okay. So I told him, you figure out how to get all the stuff into the CRV and Mom and Dad be comfortable, and we'll take the CRV. And he did it. So we took the new car from here down to Cincinnati and had a good time.
So he proved you wrong.
Well, that and the Honda really impressed with me with how much crap I can get in it. So, I mean, there's me and Misty sitting in there. I was sitting in the front seat. And then where's the picture of the stuff? Did I delete it already? I hope I didn't delete it. Oh, shoot. Maybe I got to re-upload it. But, yeah, we fit it all in. I was kind of impressed. Kind of impressed.
How many bowling balls?
There's, if you see the two bags on the left, those are his bowling bags. And they had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's eight balls in there.
Wait, how far? Wait, where's the picture?
It's in the mumble chat. Not the bottom one. The bottom one is me and Misty. Oh, wait.
Wait, I keep clicking on the bottom one, and it keeps taking me to that Roadrunner Sports. All of them are taking me to the Roadrunner Sports.
Oh, hold on. Maybe I didn't share it. My bad. Let me get the link.
Da-da-da-da-da.
I must have pasted the same link in there 45 times. Why is that? Here. Oh, let me do this again. Google, you suck. There we go.
So you rode in style, then, is what you're saying. Did you drive or did your son drive?
He drove.
Oh, that's nice. So it's you, your wife, your son?
Yep.
The bowling balls and that one bag of luggage? Or do you each have a bag of luggage?
Well, I had a real small bag because, you know, we only needed like 2 days worth of clothes. And my travel machine. Why? I must have accidentally deleted. Let me look at. Can you look at the trash?
Did you take your laptop with you?
I took my MacBook, yes.
Because you were on call?
No. No, I wasn't on call. Nope. It was my week to not be on call. Why? I must have accidentally deleted the picture of everything in the back of it. Oh, well. Actually, I know how to get it back. I send it to my friend. Yeah, I was quite amazed with how much crap we stuffed in the back of that thing.
That's pretty nice.
Yep, there we are. I should sync back up to photos. There we go. And I don't know how, but my son always gets the garage spot at the home. I can never park in the garage. That's okay. I'm all right with it. You can park there. But yeah, there's the back of it all loaded up. I'm very impressed with how much fit in there. There was some stuff next to my wife, but not too much. It was comfortable, and you can see my containers of protein in there, too. And you can see my my bag, which is that green one, and my CPAP is over on the right-hand side, my travel CPAP. I don't know where my wife's clothes were. I think she had.
You just left them there at home, right? She wore one set of clothes, and that's why she was angry.
She had clothes, but I did get to go to Jungle Gym's.
It's good you got your protein powder in there too. Is that what
always,
that is?
Always, man.
Yeah, yeah. Can't forget that.
Always, always.
Is that a jug of water?
Yeah.
For your protein powder?
No, my wife puts water in her CPAP. My travel CPAP doesn't have humidification. It uses something else for humidification, not a water thing like you do with a regular CPAP. And on that front, too, I actually have a sleep study scheduled for July, July 7th. And my hope here is that I don't need CPAP anymore, because I lost about 50 or 60 pounds since my last study. So, and if this morning was any indicator, my pressure is probably way too high again, because I slept like crap, and I got up, and I let a big old belch out. So there's the aerophagia for you. So we shall see.
I started putting on weight again. I think
the pressure's
getting worse. But, I think I need to up my pressure again. But I also have a much thicker neck.
You hack it on your muscular end, though.
Yeah. I might bump it up again. Or I might. Eventually, I will have to go in and, you know.
Right.
Let them verify.
Yeah, this what I'm doing, they're doing a split study, so I'm hoping that it makes me wonder. They'll start the split study without the machine. And I guess if I just wake up and I don't have the machine on, then I don't need it anymore. I don't know. I hope that's the way they do it. That would be cool. That would be a cool way to figure it out. But no, I got another in-body scan, and from last month to this month, I gained 6 more pounds of muscle and lost 1.2 pounds of fat. And if you need any indicator on whether muscle or fat weighs more, muscle weighs more.
Well, yeah.
Because I weigh more. When I got on the InBody, I was I'm 208 now. When I did the InBody last week, it weighed me at 212. What was it the time before? I'm trying to think. Yeah. So when even though I weighed 212, I had lost body fat and still gain muscle. So, that really shows you how much more muscle weighs versus fat. And as far as I can tell, my dimensions haven't changed. Like, I could still fit into 32s. So. And it, like, they do, like, the full analysis, like, the body balance evaluation, the upper is balanced. My lower and upper lower are extremely unbalanced. So There's only like a pound of difference. Like my left leg had 29 pounds of muscle. The right leg has 30 pounds of muscle. So only a little bit over.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you're trying to, you know, balance things out.
Well, I'm trying to. I am doing more. Like I do more upper body than I do more upper body than I do a lower. I only do leg day once a week.
Right, but you're not trying to balance left and right.
No, no.
You're not doing those extra exercises to balance left and right specifically so you can step up on a stage and be symmetrical.
No. Nope, I don't care about being symmetrical. I just care about being strong. So, now InBody does like a score that didn't change. My basal metabolic rate went up,
which it will as you get muscle.
Yep. And the weight went up, and the skeletal body mass or muscle mass went from 97 pounds to 98 pounds. So, I'm heading in the right direction. I'm pretty much all but certain that I'm probably just going to say, that is it. I'm not going to try and lose any more weight. I'll stay where I'm at as long as I keep getting stronger. That's all I give a shit about.
Yeah.
So, we'll see, because when I make that decision, then I'll have to start consuming 30 more grams of protein a day, which ain't hard.
How many milligrams?
About 30.
You only need 30 milligrams per day?
More per day.
Oh, how much are you getting per day?
Right now, I'm targeting 170, but if I decide to stay where I'm at, I'll target 200. So, because that's what I mean. It's 1 gram of protein per pound of desired body weight. That's what I target. So actually,
I've been trying to dial up my fiber intake.
Yeah, I generally don't have a problem with that as long as I get the Aunt Millie's Carb Smart Bagels. If I eat one of those a day, I'm good. Fiber-wise, there's like, what is it? How many grams per bagel? It's crazy. It's a lot of fiber in it. There's 26 grams of fiber in one of those bagels. So if I eat that daily, then I'm good. Plus I get fiber from the other stuff I eat too. But like over the weekend when I was eating off of the hotel breakfast stuff, I struggled to get enough fiber. So I bought some of those when I was down there. I bought some of those Metamucil fiber thins. They actually taste pretty good. But it was just difficult, you know, and we went and I ate at CC's Pizza when I was down there.
Oh, buffet?
It was one of those. Yeah. I did very good. I had a salad. And I had like only about three slices of pizza. And their pizza is actually relatively low in calories per slice. Their slices are pretty small. So. Somebody got a baby music box going?
Oh, somebody's phone is going off.
Ah.
What damn phone is that? Is that your phone? Whose is it? No, that's got to be Jordan's.
Uh-huh. So tint-wise, I'm going with an instant pop-up. That's one of the options for my camping trip next weekend. I'm probably more apt to go with the Fantic Outdoor. So, although I do like that core tent, Because it has LED lights built into the roof of it. But you get to camp on the island in the middle of Lake Erie. It's right attached, the campground's attached to the beach, so you can literally walk to the beach. Swim in Lake Erie if you really want to.
Wait, which one you getting?
I don't know. I'm trying to convince the wife to pick one. She hasn't told me which one to order yet. I got to get her ordered as soon as I need it before next weekend.
Wait. I meant, are you getting a 4, 6, or 8, or 10? Is that what you mean
On the Fantic? The Fantic, I would get at least the 8. Because most of the tents, like, technically I could get away with a 4-person tent, but then we wouldn't have enough room to put things like our clothes and stuff in the tent, you know? I'd have to keep that stuff in the car, which I don't want to do because I'm doing that with my kitchen stuff, you know. I mean, I don't know how much cooking will do. Although I ain't gonna take my backpacker stove.
Don't cook in the tent; you burn it down.
Oh no! We never do that. But both of these are where the main structure of the tent sets up in about 60 seconds. Then you have to pound the steaks in. So, or the end of guys. So, and it, really the 60-second thing is what I'm looking for to get so I can get the tent up as quickly as I possibly can because
wait, are the poles already in it?
Yeah, they're integrated into the tent itself. You do not have to put them in the sleeves. So
is that one of those things that becomes a pain in the ass to fold back up?
Could be.
Oh, it's a pain in the ass to fold back up.
Yeah, it could be, but
it comes in that little bag, and comes out so perfectly, and you try and get it back in, and it's like, why is half of it hanging out, and the zipper won't close?
These ones should go a little easier, because they're kind of just, like I said, the poles are integrated. So the way it generally, goes up, like, once you unroll it, the middle structure is kind of popped up, and you just got to grab each corner and pop the legs open, and that's it. You know, so then the base part of it's up, and then you just pound stack the ground loops in, and then put the rain fly on, and guy that out, and you're good.
$400, man.
Whew. Yeah, I don't know if I want that one or not. I mean, it's nice because it has lights in it, and I can save a little money. They have the same tent without the lights. And I honestly don't care if the lights are built into it, and I kind of prefer them not to be because then I can put whatever light I want in it, you know?
Are they solar-powered?
No. There's like a USB-powered
thing in there. It doesn't come with a USB brick, though, right? A battery or anything?
No, it does.
It does? Comes with its own battery too.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it has a portable battery pack in it.
Built-in LED lighting, ceiling pole integrated LEDs with three levels of illumination.
Hold on a second.
Controlled by a wall switch for versatile light. A wall switch in a tent.
Yeah. There's a wall switch in the tent. Yeah, it comes with a portable power pack, or it can also use 4D batteries. I think it comes with a pack. It says portable power pack. I have to read that, but I don't know if it's worth that. You know.
Well, it says it's got the rainfly, the room divider, battery compartments. Wait, what's in the box? What's a battery compartment?
It's for putting the D-cells in it. D-cell batteries.
I don't know. What it says, what's in the box? Wait, why didn't they say that what's in the box? Why don't they say that the tent is in the box?
I guess it's a given.
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. It doesn't say it comes with a...
Let me see. Instant pop-up, sleeping capacity, weather protection. Oh, yeah. See more product details. Oh, included components, battery compartment, carry bag, rainfly, room divider, stakes.
Yeah, I don't see a battery.
I mean, Now, if you look at the images about the... One of them had it in it. Let me see. You can kind of see how it goes up by looking at the instant setup one, which is like the fourth or fifth one down. Where he sits
Which one are we looking at?
The core one.
Oh, okay.
This is the first one I sent.
Yeah, all right.
One of those had a picture of the battery pack, and I can't remember which one.
I don't think it's the core one. Right?
The Fantic doesn't have it built into it. Like I said, I'd be okay with that.
What's the electric cord? What the hell is an electric?
It's a little hole that's kind of semi-rain protected that you can put an extension cord in it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So if you drill into the images, 3, 4, 5, 6, the seventh image has a portable, it says portable power pack and 4D cell batteries. So I'm like,
the seventh image is a video. Oh, wait, there's four more. Oh, wait.
Yeah, there's four. There's, yeah. You have to actually drill into the images. So,
oh, okay.
So what I'm wondering is it comes with a 4D pack. But the output of the 4D, if the output of the 4D pack is just a USB, I'll just take one of my battery banks.
Joel, come on.
Yeah.
Look at that seventh image. It says two ways to power your tent, portable power pack, 4D batteries. Then look at the phrase underneath all that.
Yeah, batteries and portable power packs not included with purchase. So,
There you go.
The battery. So the power pack is not there, but I'm betting I can take any old USB pack and plug it into it.
Yeah, I don't see why you, if it's just a portable USB power pack, I don't see why you couldn't.
And I have several. I mean, I've got one. Actually, I got one that I will be taking with me next weekend that came with a solar panel that I can charge off the solar. So we'll have to see how well it does topping it off in the during the day. My plan will be to use that to charge my phone at night. I don't know if I'll probably end up going with the Fantic's a little cheaper, and they also have a version of the core tent that's virtually identical but without the lights. So there's that. Yeah, instant tents. And yeah, the core. Well, hold on a second. The core with the lights is $400. The core without the lights is $289. Still expensive, and they're highly rated too. But they have a lot of the same, like it still has. I think it still has the power port thing. Which just, I mean, either, I don't even care if it has that, because, you know, I could just snake the extension cable into the tent through the door and just not zip, you know, zip it as much as I possibly can, and that still would zip up enough to keep the rain out. So, but, and I gotta probably get a mattress for Luke. We already have one. So one of those ones with the pump built into it, so I don't have to blow it up with my mouth. I'll be comfortable. I'm not worried about not being comfortable. But hey, we get a long weekend next week. At least we do anyway in my company, because we got Juneteenth off.
Yeah, so this is not a federal holiday.
It is.
Yeah, it's a holiday for us, but I'm going to be working it because everybody else wants the holiday. And I'm also working this Saturday from like 6 a.m. to probably 6:30 to 8 p.m.
I need to grill this weekend. Haven't done that yet.
Protein Doritos.
Where?
I don't know. I just saw an ad for it.
Oh, are they just the Quest ones?
Doritos protein, 10 grams. Oh, no, it's actually made by Doritos. 10 grams per 1 ounce serving.
Yeah. This one's
listed, the flavor is sweet and tangy barbecue.
I go with the Quest myself. More protein.
I also get the Dorito flavored popcorn.
I tried the Quest Buffalo flavored protein chips. They're good. And have you ever tried the wild protein chips? The ones that are made out of chicken? They're pretty good. Yeah, Buffalo Ranch is what I've had. And they're pretty tasty. 19 grams per bag. I still have, let's see, how many more steps do I got today? And just a little bit over 5,000. That's not too bad. I can make that. I did not know Coleman makes a collapsible cooler, which I will never buy. Because that just sounds like it would not hold enough ice. I've got an old school Coleman cooler, the kind with the metal sides. And I even had to fix it once already, too. Because when I got it out of the box, the latch would not stay closed. So I bought a new handle, and that fixed it. I don't think I want to get this cooler, though. Because I can't imagine that would hold ice for very long. The Snap and Go cooler. Mm. Yeah, it reminds me, sometime this weekend I do need to open my camping chest and find out what needs cleaned. Nothing should, but I want to make sure like my cast iron griddle is fine. Didn't rust in storage. Because my plan is to make protein pancakes when I'm on the campsite. For myself, anyway. So, did anybody go see the Masters of the Universe movie?
Yes, I did.
What was your thoughts?
It was okay.
I think it's what everyone's been saying.
It's okay. I think.
Wait, you saw it?
Yeah, I saw it.
I really want to see it.
I saw it at the Bistro. I talked about it last time.
Wait, how could you have talked about it last time when it just came out?
Oh, wait, I talked about it on a different show.
Yeah, but, that sounds good.
There
funny.
You go.
What's the Bistro?
You go in, you sit down, you get dinner, you can get a beer.
I heard Tila was a bitch in the movie.
Not really. But the original Masters of the Universe, you know, with Dolph Lundgren.
Yes.
They had some comedy in it, you know. There was a lot of fan service, but there was some comedy in it. But the comedy was kind of, you know, tacked on here and there. It was a natural flow type of thing. This one was seemed to be more about the comedy and the fan service than it was about actually making a good movie, which is why people are going to say that it was okay.
Right. Marina Baccarin was Sorcière. She was also Anna in the V remake.
Isn't that Sorceress?
Sorcier.
But isn't
it? It's spelled S-O-R-C-I-E-R-E.
Do they call her the Sorcier or the Sorceress in the movie?
I don't remember.
Oh, come on, Joe.
What?
Were you not a fan? Now, how did it compare to the, like, was it, like, faithful to the, like, cartoon and everything?
Yes.
The old, yes. 80s one, or the, did you see the Kevin Smith one that was on Netflix?
I saw parts of the Kevin Smith one.
So which one was it more like, the old
the
one?
Original.
Okay.
The original.
The Dolph Lundgren one.
No, I'm talking about the animation.
The original cartoon.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
The one thing I know I didn't particularly care for the first movie with Dolph Lundgren was nothing like what I knew He-Man as.
It was a little bit darker than, you know, He-Man in
general. And it wasn't in Eternia. It was on Earth too much. It was like, come on.
Well, that was to save money, but...
They could save money by not making the damn movie then.
But you know, they spent some time on Earth in the new movie.
They did.
Well, I'm quite sure they did, but I see a lot of...
There's a lot of Eternia, too.
Although, you know, I got to ask the question, like, why can't we just have it all Eternia? Like, why do we even have to bring Earth? It just, there was not, none of that is part of the...
Yeah. I will say that the storyline itself doesn't match anything that I remember from any of the He-Man cartoons.
Now, Mandalorian Grogu, has anybody seen that yet?
No.
I haven't either.
No, I'm going to wait for that one to come out on digital.
Me too. Because I heard it's just like a long episode.
You know, I might have gone to it, but my wife wouldn't want to go to it, and I don't want to go by myself.
Your wife doesn't want to go see Star Wars? Come on, you tell her. What's wrong with you, right?
But the only reason I went to He-Man is because she wanted to, but it doesn't work the other way around.
Wow, well, you know what? She's got good taste then, right? Does she like it?
Yeah, she enjoyed it.
Well, then, or Mortal Kombat 2. Then I know I will enjoy it then, too. I heard Mortal Kombat 2 is really bloody, actually.
But that's
as it's rated be. R. Yeah, it's rated R, so yeah. And you got those fatalities from the game, you know.
Yeah. And there was something that is coming out to is in theaters right now. The Furious. It's a Chinese movie that is supposed to be like really, really bloody. That I want to see, but I'm also going to wait for it to
wait,
come out.
Wait, what the heck? Carl Urban played it. Johnny Cage? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Well, you don't like Carl Urban?
No, I do. In fact, I watched all the Kelvin Timeline movies this past week. Again. He did a good Dr. McCoy.
Yeah.
They need to make a proper Street Fighter movie, though. Because the 8-1 was Van Damme and it sucked.
Wait, there's a Street Fighter movie coming out.
Isn't there? Is there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Wait, is it out now?
In the near future, I don't think so. I didn't think it was made
this year.
When does it release?
Soon, October.
October 16th, yeah. So that one looks like it's going to be closer to the
You didn't like the Van Damme one?
It was okay.
It was fun.
Yeah. Ooh, Reina Vallandigham is going to be in Street Fighter. Okay, I'm going to have to watch that. She was the one who was in the Iron Dragons in Cobra Kai. And she's also a force. I think she's also a first form sponsored athlete. Or was. I don't know if she is anymore. Let's see. Is she an athlete anymore? No. Nope, she's not in the list anymore.
Oh, now I want to watch the original Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it was God.
It was the first movie based on a video game.
That was awful, too.
A Double Dragon was also terrible.
Yeah.
And then there were so many different Mortal Kombat movies. Wing Commander was awesome.
Yeah, Wing Commander is underrated. I'm going to tell you that. There's two big problems with that movie. And that's the only two problems I saw with it. One, the fighters look nothing like the video game. All right. Two, the Kilrathi look nothing like the video game. Other than that, everything else was good. And I believe, is that still free on YouTube?
Probably.
Because it didn't do well.
Well, it's an old movie, but it's still a classic. And cult classic.
Back when the AMC at Easton Town Center here in Columbus area was... that AMC theater was one of the Planet Movies ones back when Planet Hollywood was a thing, and they had the rapier from that movie hanging in the mall. It was pretty cool. That's the one that had looked like it had the big old Gatling gun on the front. Let's see, is it still on YouTube for free? Or did that? No, I bought it. That's why I'm seeing it on YouTube. I actually bought it. Probably with Google rewards. You know, that's what you get in the Google app, you know, for saying, yeah, I went here and yeah, I used my debit card and I spent so much money and yeah. Yeah, and it had David Warner as Admiral Tolwyn in it, too.
The what?
David Warner, who was he was Chancellor Gorkon in Star Trek VI. He played Admiral Tolwyn in the Wing Commander movie.
Okay.
He was also Sark in Tron.
I didn't see the new Tron.
No, this is in the old Tron.
Oh, the old Tron.
I haven't watched Tron Ares yet either.
I haven't either. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah. You get tired of waiting for sequels?
Yeah. I didn't mind the Tron Legacy. I like Tron Legacy.
I did too. It was a nice continuation, and then they're like, meh.
Yeah. I mean, they could have went a completely wrong way, and they didn't. I was pleasantly surprised by that movie when it came out. Because I did not have high hopes. But yeah, I have no desire to see any of the movies in the theater that are in the theaters right now. I'll wait until they're out of the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Father's Day weekend next weekend, and I am going to see if I can't convince the light to let me buy a creamy.
Why don't you just have her buy it for you?
She Father's Day. That. She won't do that.
She's on the Facebook Marketplace.
It's also, my anniversary, too.
Oh, so all your money's got to go towards that.
No. Usually when it comes to that, we say, if you want it, go buy it. And I'm like, okay, she doesn't buy me anything directly anymore, almost anymore. Excuse me. Yeah, how much is the creamy, the good creamy, the big creamy?
About $200.
Yeah, I think it's $250 if I remember right. Yeah, the deluxe one is $250. That's with the extra large tumblers. The regular one is $204. Which, honestly, that would probably be okay. Or the upgraded version of the regular one, which is the 301. That's $229. I don't think I want the swirly.
No, you don't.
Why would you buy something that's named after stuffing someone's head in a john?
Well, it's called the Ninja Creamy Swirl.
Oh. You call it the swirly.
I call it swirly, yes. Because basically, it's the same as the creamy, but you can take... You have the option of taking a container and putting it on the soft serve side and then making ice cream cones that way. And I guess you can probably tailor how thick it would be so it would be softer coming out of that. I don't see the point. I'm just like, just give me the regular creamy. I would use that more. Besides, I'd eat the whole tub. Because most of the recipes that I'm finding for the protein ice cream, I could eat the whole tub. Easy.
Oh, yeah. 300, 400 calories.
Yeah.
Somewhere between there.
And a load of protein. And that's in the regular one. I don't necessarily, like I said, don't necessarily need a larger one. Because I'd probably be the only one who uses it. That would make... Well, you can make milkshakes with the creamy, too. Or smoothie bowls.
I mean, if you have, like, the regular Ninja blender and, like, some containers, you can make a milkshake. You can make a smoothie.
True. True. I just like the fact that you can make it as creamy as you want it. Just blend it more.
It's almost wrapping up time.
It is.
You can get your creamy. Wait, this weekend isn't Father's Day, is it?
No, it's next weekend.
Oh, next okay. weekend.
Yeah. Wait for your creamy. Your swirly, as you like to say.
Creamy swirly. And I get to eat dinner next weekend on West Bay. At West Bay. It is a cool restaurant on the west side of Kelly's Island where I can eat Lake Erie walleye while I watch the sunset.
How does walleye taste? I've never had it.
Delicious.
What's it remind you of? Like, what other fish? Is it kind of like...
For me, it tastes like walleye. I mean, that's
okay.
I mean, that's a thing. It's got, yeah, I would say a little bit very similar to COD, but not okay. really, you know. You know, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's got that white, flaky, fleshy kind of thing, you know.
Is it fishy tasting or?
Not really. No, cool. I mean, it's good. I'd probably get blackened to save the calories. Blackened walleye is $23 an entree. Ooh, West Bay also has a pork sundae. Mashed potatoes topped with pulled pork and coleslaw served with one side.
Where's this at?
This West place called West Bay. It's on Kelly's Island, the west side of Kelly's Island. It looks... I've ate there before, years ago. Last time we were up there, I ate there. It's delicious. Or you can get a salad. They have a taco salad. Little chicken salad. But I want the fish. I'm going there, I'm getting fish. I thought they... I'm looking at their menu. They had Lake Erie perch, too, but I don't see perch on the list, on the menu. Totally okay with perch. I would eat perch. Perch... Oh, I see. They got the grilled or blackened walleye or the walleye sandwich. I go with blackened myself.
We gotta wrap this up.
We do, man.
Bed.
Stay cool, everyone. It's getting into the 90s this week.
Yeah. Stay hydrated.
Yep.
Hope you feel better, Joe. The headache goes away. We'll see you in a week.
Yes, sir.
Happy.
I am sure.
Oh my God.
It's Hacker
Public Radio. Hacker Public Radio is a daily podcast by the hacker community for the hacker community. If you're interested in technology, creative thinking, hacking, Linux, or any kind of computer, that kind of stuff, you should listen to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.com.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up.
Daddy has a gun!
It's over.
Well, you were making egg poo young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room having sushi.
Wait, when are you going on your vacation again?
Next weekend.
Next weekend. How many days you going? You going just going for the long weekend?
I think so. I have to look at my calendar. I have half a day on the 17th because I have my doctor's appointment getting labs done. Yeah, and I'm off Thursday the 18th and the 19th. But I'm trying to think, when is my campsite? Let me double check.
You better double check that.
Yeah, I got my confirmation because I put that reservation in back in December. let's see. Oh, yeah, we're checking in the 18th. So, yeah. So, we'll drive up Thursday morning. Yeah. Got an electric site, obviously. I need electric for CPAPs.
How long is the drive?
It's about 2 hours.
That's not bad.
No. Unfortunately for my son, I do think we're going to absolutely have to take my car because the tent, so I'll have the tent in there, the mattresses, sleeping bags, kitchen gear, our luggage. I have one of those instant pop-up canopies to go over the picnic table. Yeah, and the cooler, of course. So, yeah, we're not going to have enough room in that CRV.
Is Joel giving you a headache? You could be honest.
Only when he's awake.
Does he roll over and smack you in the head when he wakes up?
I'm sure he does.
How's family doing?
Well, JoJo's in Florida. Kai moved out. And Tala's getting ready to move out, so...
Wait, all your kids out of high school?
No, JoJo's still in high school, but he's in Florida visiting Grandpa.
Is next year his last year?
No, next year he'll be a junior.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go. You still got time.
Yeah.
That's cool. Is he happy that he finished the year?
Well, he's happy to be at the grandparents' house for the summer instead of here with me putting him to work.
Ah. So what's he do with the grandparents then?
He gets put to work, but it's different work.
Oh, it's not as strenuous?
I don't know. I know my dad doesn't get around very well anymore and has to use a wheelchair if they go to Walmart or something. So he gets to help them out.
Well, that's
I guess it's just cooler hanging out with the grandparents than it is with the parents. So.
Well, you need a wheelchair, Joe.
That's what it is. I'll have mine one day.
How's your dad doing?
He's doing okay. I mean, a lot of time back and forth with the VA, but he's doing okay.
How old's your dad?
How old am I? I'm 45 this year. That makes him 67.
Still young. What am I doing here? So are your other two kids going to be around the house in the summer?
No. Well, at the end of this month, Tala's moving to Colorado.
Wow. Is that...
And Kai... Oh, she's moving. A friend of hers wants to start a cat cafe. And she wants to go out and help out with that and wants to be away from the parents. So, what can I say?
I don't know, man. I love me a cat cafe, so I can't blame her. Man, it's a lot of work.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. And hopefully, you know, the friends don't, you know, abuse the fact that she's a friend and actually pay her.
Yeah, well, that would be nice, too. Is she going to be staying with him?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know what they have worked out or if they have anything worked out or if they're planning on just seeing how things go or what. But you know what? It ain't my life, and I can tell her that a lot of times doing things like that with friends isn't the best idea, but...
Well, live and learn, right?
Some things you got to figure out yourself.
Where in Colorado?
Colorado Springs. I got family out that way. I'm not too worried.
You're still there? You're muted.
No, I stepped into the other room, so it wasn't working as well.
Oh, okay.
But no, I got family and friends out that way, so I can make things happen if I need to with a couple of phone calls.
Okay.
At least give her a place to stay.
Is that that's probably same elevation wise as Denver and Boulder, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Has she ever been out there?
No.
And you've been out there, right?
Yeah. I visited friends out that way. It's not like I tried to stay there or anything.
Ugh, man, first time I went. I've been out there once, and I loved it. But, man, getting adjusted to the elevation change out there, the first 2 days was something. That was something.
Hello.
That threw me for a loop.
Yeah, it'll probably throw her for a loop too, but What can you do?
That's so nice.
I survived yet another rift today. Or actually yesterday. My manager did not.
Oh! Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry to hear that. For your manager, not for you. I'm glad you did.
Person I've known for 20 years.
20 years?
And she's gone.
Where's she going to? Like, does she have a plan? I mean, I guess it's kind of early.
She passed
right?
away.
No, nothing like that. But no, she I don't know. She don't know.
Got fired? Somebody got fired?
Layoff.
Layoffs.
So, I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, my new manager is in Bangalore. I'm like, oh, great. And doesn't have... Well, they're moving us all to capability-based. It's being capability-based instead of product-based, but yet the core product needs... Like, for example, if you want me to work a banner ticket, you better train my ass because I don't know anything about banner. So it's like I'm not going to be able to work a banner ticket unless I get some training. You know, it's like it doesn't connect to how different each of the two different things are. But whatever, I'll do what they want me to do.
Now, was the manager, like, the person in Bangalore, were they above your current manager or your former manager? Or
no.
Were they,
no.
They promoted somebody or they just...
I have no idea.
It was a do more with less type of situation.
Basically, yes.
They consolidated teams.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So does your day-to-day job change?
Not a whole lot, except for I'm finally going to – I mean, I have no choice but to lead the U.S. shift because that's all – I mean,
the – You're the only one on the U.S. shift?
Right, basically.
You are the U.S. shift? That's job security right there.
Well, not entirely, no. My Mexican folks, they work mostly U.S. shift anyway, but they don't start until 11. I usually start at 8, so –
Wait, what time you starting now?
8.
Oh.
That don't change.
Like, do you get... So, are you going to be back to being on call 24/7?
No.
No. Nothing changed?
Just normal on call. Yeah. Huh.
You're the only... Well, I guess there's other U.S.-based people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they fix... No, they're from Mexico, but they fix that. Basically, they're going to be... Well... And they always were taking on call during the U.S. shift during the week anyway. The only one was the weekends is the only one where I was the only one. And they worked out a deal now where Mexico does do it. But if they get a page, then they have to do paperwork to get them time off during the week. So,
right.
Because of Mexico law changes. So.
Uh-huh. That means you just fill in, right?
Yeah, like this week I am on call, but for the moment.
Well, I'm glad that you made it, because...
I am and I'm not, all at the same time.
You have that survivor's guilt / remorse or whatever?
Yeah, I actually do, because it's not just, you know, well... It was my manager, her manager, and at least one or two other. They basically decimated half the folks I met at the Elution Live conference that were leadership are gone. All of them are gone. And a couple of the, like at least two or three on each of the other teams, too, are gone, too. So, and there's more to come. They didn't, they got other stuff to sort out, too. But anyway,
I guess we should start the show, huh?
Yeah.
This is 1,139.
Then I could talk about fun stuff, like how I got over $300 plus of protein stuff.